The following is a lecture entitled Loving Relations Between Devotees, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on April 14th, 2018, in Riga, Latvia.
So I'm very happy to be here today at this center. Today we're going to discuss a very important topic, which is the real essence of our Krishna conscious movement. That is the loving relationships between devotees. Are we perfect in these relationships?
Являемся ли мы совершенными в этих отношениях?
Are you sure?
Вы уверены?
Actually, we're very flawed in these relationships.
На самом деле, мы несовершенны в этих отношениях.
When we are perfect in these relationships, the whole world will join our movement.
Потому что если мы были совершенны в этих отношениях, тогда бы весь мир присоединился к нашему движению.
Prabhupada was so attractive in his personal loving dealings with the original people who came around. They had to join.
И Прабхупада умел так устанавливать отношения, что благодаря этому люди присоединялись к этому движению.
His qualities, his facial expression, the body language, the tone of voice. Everything about him was just pure love.
Все, полностью все было чистая любовь, его качество, как выражение лица, его разный тон голоса и так далее. Все это было полная любовь.
You can't imitate that.
Вы не можете подражать этому.
You have to actually feel it in the heart.
Вы должны чувствовать это в сердце.
Because Prabhupada had pure love for Krishna.
Потому что у Прабхупады была чистая любовь к Кришне.
He had pure love for every single living entity.
У него была чистая любовь к каждому живому существу.
With a burning desire in his heart to reunite every living entity with Krishna.
И у него было вот это жгучее желание в сердце объединить опять все живые существа с Кришной.
I just remember the letters I got from Prabhupada.
Я помню письма, которые я получал от Прабхупады.
He didn't even know me personally.
Он даже меня не знал лично.
But I never got such wonderful letters from anybody in my whole life.
Но я никогда не получал такие прекрасные письма за всю свою жизнь.
I'm just full of love, you see.
Они были полны любовью.
When I first joined the movement, one of our local leaders there in Texas, he said, it's Maya to love devotees. You can only love Krishna.
Когда я присоединился к движению, тогда один из местных лидеров в Техасе, в США, говорил, что это Maya любить других преданных. Вы должны любить только Кришну.
I was thinking that sounds kind of weird. That doesn't sound right to me.
Я подумал, это как-то странно звучит для меня.
But he was a very big. I mean, he was a Brahmin, second initiated. He was a very big temple president.
Он был браман, у него была вторая инициация, он был президентом храма.
I couldn't say anything.
А что я мог сказать? Я ничего не мог возразить.
But I always had this doubt in my brain, how could it be wrong to love the devotees? I mean, Prabhupada is so much love for each of us.
Но у меня были сомнения, как же это так может быть, если Прабхупада так любит всех нас, почему это неправильно любить других преданных?
How could it be wrong to love the devotees?
Как это может быть неправильно любить преданных?
Just didn't make sense to me.
Это не входило какое-то, я не мог это
but
понять.
Then many years went by. I think it was about 2 years later.
Но примерно 2 года спустя.
Somebody handed me a Xerox copy.
Кто-то мне дал копию, сделанную на ксероксе.
And a book that was not even printed yet.
Книга, которая еще не была напечатана.
It was getting ready to be printed very soon by the DBT.
Но скоро BBT собиралась выпустить эту книгу.
And I had an advanced copy. I could read it before anybody else read it.
Но я получил копию этой книги и мог прочитать ее до того, как другие получили ее.
And I opened that book.
И благодаря этой книге.
And I found this verse.
Которую я нашел вот этот стих.
Verse number 4.
Четвертый стих.
Dadati patanigati guyam abhud Kati Prichtati Bhunte Bhajayate Chaiva Shadvidam Priti Lakshanam. Offering gifts and charity.
Подарки,
accepting charitable gifts.
Принимая подарки, которые с любовью.
Revealing one's mind and confidence.
Открывая сокровенные мысли.
Inquiring confidentially.
И задавая сокровенные вопросы.
Accepting prasad.
Принимая прасад.
And offering prasad.
И предлагая прасад.
Are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another.
Это шесть признаков любви, как один преданный делится с другими преданными.
So that's what we have to do.
И это то, что мы должны делать.
We really have to learn how to do that.
И мы должны учиться, как это делать правильно. Как
we
это
have
делать.
To come off of our false ego trips.
I didn't hear the beginning.
We have to come to this platform.
Мы должны подняться на этот уровень.
We have to come off of our little false ego trips that we're all flying around on right now.
Мы пока благодаря своему ложному эго там путешествуем туда-сюда.
You know, don't you know how great I am?
Не понимаешь, насколько я велик?
Who are you to tell me something?
Кто ты такой, чтобы мне что-то указывать?
False ego trips. You see.
Это проявление нашего ложного эго.
We have to learn how to become humble.
Мы должны учиться, как быть смиренными.
Learn how to be correctable.
Учиться, как мы должны быть такими, которых могут поправлять.
If a learned devotee can point out a fault in my character.
Если тот, кто более знающий, указывает на какой-то недостаток в моем характере.
And I am truly humble.
И я действительно смиренен.
I will accept that correction.
Я приму эту корректировку.
And I will rectify myself.
И я исправлю себя.
It's not that just I'll accept that I'm wrong and I'll go on doing it.
Это не то, что я просто принимаю, да, я был неправ, я и продолжаю также действовать.
Yes, 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 you are right.
Да, 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 ты прав.
I will try to change myself.
Да, да, я поменяюсь.
But then we don't try to change ourselves, really. We just make a show. Yes, I will try to change myself.
Но это всего лишь такая внешняя показуха, но на самом деле ничего не меняется.
See, if we're really humble, we'll actually change ourselves.
Потому что если мы действительно смиренны, мы меняем себя.
We'll give up our bad qualities.
Мы отказываемся от своих плохих качеств.
Bad qualities are not very good.
Плохие качества – это плохо.
You know why?
И знаете, почему?
They make you feel bad.
Потому что они заставляют вас
They're
чувствовать
not worth it.
Плохо. Это не стоит того.
Hanging on the butt. They're called anarthas in Sanskrit.
На санскрите их называют анартхи.
The more you hold on to your anarthas, the more you'll feel rotten.
Чем больше вы держитесь за свои анархии, чем хуже вы чувствуете себя.
The more you can kick out your anarchies, the more you feel ecstatic.
И чем больше вы освобождаетесь от анарх, тем больше экстаз вас принимает.
So it's our choice.
Это наш выбор.
Wanna feel rotten?
Мы хотим чувствовать себя гниющими.
Or do you want to feel ecstatic?
Или мы хотим чувствовать себя в экстазе?
Would you like to be bliss and heavy at every minute?
Вы хотели бы чувствовать
blissing heavy? Or you want to be, or you want to be morose and depressed and? You are the architect of your own destiny.
Вы сами архитекторами своей судьбы.
You right now are creating your future.
И вот прямо сейчас вы создаете свое будущее.
At this very minute you're creating your future.
Вот в этот момент вы создаете свое будущее.
Just even by your thoughts you're creating your future.
Даже своими мыслями вы создаете будущее.
What you think is creating your future.
То, о чем вы думаете, создает ваше будущее.
What you speak is creating your future.
Ваше будущее создает то, что вы говорите.
And what you do is creating your future.
И то, что вы делаете, создает ваше будущее.
So what kind of future do you want?
И какое будущее вы
you like another material body? Would you like a spiritual body in Goloka Vrindavan? It's your choice. You're creating your future body right now. By your attitude, and your behavior. So just see how important Vaishnava etiquette is. By Vaishnava etiquette or lack of Vaishnava etiquette, you are creating your next body. Therefore, we always pray. Vanchaka patarubhyascha kripa sendubhya ebhacha patetanang pavanebhyo Vaishnaveva namo namaha. Have to always respect the devotees. So is just bowing down enough? 30 seconds a day of bowing down and saying all glories to the Vaishnava. Is that enough?
30 преклоняюсь и вот произношу эту молитву.
Or do I have to be in that mood of worshiping the Vaishnavas every minute?
Или вы должны быть в этом настроении каждую минуту?
What do you think? 1 minute, 30 seconds a day is enough? Or I have to do it 24/7?
Как вы думаете, 30 секунд достаточно или...
What do you think? 30 seconds or 24/7? Which is required? Who can say? 30 seconds is enough? Yeah, I respect you, Vaishnava. And then go on, yeah, you rascal. Then. Or I had to respect you at every minute. Genuinely love you and respect you at every minute. Which is it? 30 seconds or full time? Huh? If one wants full bliss, it's full time. Yeah. That's very good. If you want 30 seconds of bliss and the rest day and 11 hours, 59 minutes and 30 seconds of hell, then you can respect the Vaishnavas for 30 seconds. But if you want 24 hours a day of bliss, then you had to respect the Vaishnavas 24 hours a day. Some might say, oh, that's too bitter of a pill to swallow. I can't handle that. Well, if you can't handle that, then just try to increase from 30 seconds to 60 seconds. From 1 minute to 1 hour. Just try to increase a little bit, you know. For 1 hour, I respect the Vaishnavas. And then try to expand it, you see. Or maybe it's, well, I can only respect one Vaishnava. Myself. That means you're not really a Vaishnava. Or I can expect one other Vaishnava. But no one else, you see. Oh, my guru I respect, yeah. But nobody else. Or, you know, my good friend over here, or my girlfriend or whatever, that person I respect. But nobody else. Actually, a Vaishnava has all respect even for a dog. He sees everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. Especially those who have taken the process of awakening their Krishna consciousness. Even if they're not initiated, just they have some interest. He respects them all very much, you see. You are coming to Krishna. Therefore, I'm your servant. I must help you come to Krishna. And if you can help me to come to Krishna, I will take your help.
если вы будете помогать мне прийти к Кришне, я буду принимать вашу помощь.
So this is the proper mood of Vaishnava relationships.
Это правильное настроение вайшнавских отношений.
And what about family?
Но как насчет семьи?
Well, are family Vaishnavas? Let's hope they are. If they're not, even then you respect them. Because they're part and parcel of Krishna. I have one disciple in India. Her husband is not a devotee. He's not interested in Krishna consciousness. But he allows her to follow the principles and he allows her to preach. So even though he's not practicing himself, he's facilitating her practice very nicely. Therefore, he gets a jnana sukriti.
Благодаря тому, что он, хотя он сам не практикует, но он создает условия для того, чтобы его жена могла практиковать.
So even if your family member is not a devotee, you see.
Итак, если ваша семья это не преданная,
you give them all respect as being part and parcel of Krishna.
Вы выражаете свое уважение, потому что они.
And if they are devotee, if they are practicing Krishna consciousness.
Но если они практикуют сознание Кришны.
Consider yourself the most fortunate person. That Krishna has blessed me with a person to help me as my spouse, to help me in my progress of Krishna consciousness. I can tell you honestly. That we married people have a very bad tendency of not giving proper respect to our spouses. There's a saying, familiarity breeds contempt. When you see somebody once a year, oh Prabhu, it's so great to see you. How are you doing? Blah 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 blah.
You see. Когда вы видите кого-то раз в год, тогда, о Прабу, как я рад вас видеть, или рада вас видеть.
But when you're with somebody practically 24 hours a day,
когда вы живете с человеком практически 24
day after day,
и день за днем,
month after month,
месяц за месяцем,
year after year,
год за годом.
Decade after decade after decade. There's a tendency not to properly respect them. So especially in family life we have to be very careful. We have a tendency to become offensive. This reminds me of my godbrother Satsvarupa. He was one of the most fortunate boys who joined Prabhupada at 26 Second Avenue. One thing I always liked about Satsvarupa Maharaj is he's very introspective. He would sometimes like just want to get away from Prabhupada a little bit just so he wouldn't be familiar. He liked to get away from him a little bit so he wouldn't get this familiarity breeds contempt. So he could remind himself who he was actually associating with. So it's very important with our spouses also, you see. We don't take them like an ordinary wife or an ordinary husband. We have to understand the association of a devotee of the Lord is more valuable than all the wealth in the whole universe.
Мы должны понимать, что общение с преданным Господом это самое ценное, что вообще во вселенной есть.
We have to be in the mood of these loving exchanges with our spouse, you see.
И мы должны быть вот в этом настроении, чтобы вот этот обмен полной любви, о котором я говорил,
offering gifts and offering gifts and charity. Accepting charitable gifts. That means give him your time also. Not that I'm too busy, I don't have any time for you, don't you understand? No, giving the time also. When you want to speak with them, they give you the time, and they want to speak with you, you give them the time.
Они хотят поговорить с вами, вы даете свое время, и когда вы хотите поговорить, тогда вторая сторона.
And when they want to open their heart to you, you're completely willing to have them fully open their heart to you.
И когда одна сторона открывает свое сердце, тогда вторая сторона полностью готова открыть свое сердце.
If they want to reveal their innermost feelings to you, you're willing to hear.
И если вам желают открыть самые сокровенные чувства, тогда вы желаете послушать об этом.
And you want to reveal your innermost feelings to them, they're willing to hear, you see.
И наоборот, если вы желаете открыть свои сокровенные ощущения, свои чувства, тогда
So this kind of we have to cultivate this kind of open-heartedness.
И таким образом вот эту открытость сердца мы должны культивировать.
We Westerners have a hard time with this. It's sometimes called brute Western mentality. So we have to really try hard, you see. To be open-minded, really, really open-minded. And the last one is giving prasad and accepting prasad. So the wife is cooking prasad. Husband accepts it. Sometimes the husband accepts the prasad. Or cooks the prasad. And the wife accepts it. So in this way, loving exchange, you see. So these loving exchanges are essential. Amongst devotees and in the family life. And I was mentioning earlier, family means the whole ISKCON. We're also a family. I have this conviction that if we can perfect the art of loving exchanges within the ISKCON families and within the ISKCON family, we will attract the whole world to join this movement. Because there are no families anywhere in the world right now that have perfect loving
relationships.
There is not one family anywhere in this world that has perfect loving relationships. Unless they're fully Krishna conscious.
Если только это не семья, которая в полном сознании Кришны.
So therefore we have to develop perfect, fully Krishna conscious relationships.
И поэтому мы должны развивать и развить отношения, которые полностью в сознании.
Within our individual families.
Как в каждой семье.
Between the brahmacharis and the brahmacharya ashram.
Между брахмачари и брахмачари ашрам.
Between the gurus and the disciples. And in the general ISKCON family. This will give us unlimited joy and peace in our hearts. And our movement will spread like wildfire.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the coin is the lack of loving relationships, which is keeping our movement very small.
И с другой стороны, вот эта нехватка отношений, которые полны любовью, а это делает наши движения очень вот, таким маленьким.
Any questions?
Вопросы?
Both Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they had unorthodox families. Maybe that is an influence why in ISKCON we also are puzzled by this
family. What is it, unorthodox family? What does that mean?
One thing is that they, Chaitanya, he had two wives, one of which died and no children, and he left a young wife at home, which is, from worldly point of view, is not very normal.
In Vedic culture, it's acceptable. Sannyas order is acceptable.
Вопрос был о том, что может быть вот такие отношения, потому что изначально Господь Чайтанья, Господь Нитьянанда, говоря об их семейных отношениях, как тут было упомянуто, у Господа Чайтанья было две жены, одна умерла, а вторую он оставил.
So are you trying to make the point? You're trying to make the point that because of Lord Chaitanya, we don't have good relationships? Is that what you're saying?
For lack of a good example, motivating example.
So he's thinking because of Lord Chaitanya?
No, he said of that lack of good examples.
Oh, lack of good examples. Well, why don't you read the Bhagavatam? See so many examples. Why don't you look at Bhaktivinoda Thakura? There's so many good examples. If you want to find them, they're there. If you don't want to find them, then you won't find them. Simple as that. Your desire. If you have a desire to find them, you will find them. Because they're there. But if you don't want to find him, you want to use an excuse. Well, there's no examples, therefore I can do my, I'm not to blame for my bad relationships.
Но если вы не можете, нет желания, вы не находите такие примеры, то из-за этого, если потом вы упрекаете, что вот...
There's so many examples of good relationships. Next question.
Следующий вопрос.
Yeah.
So, Gurudev, when you say loving devotees and respecting devotees, is that the same thing?
Скажите сразу, пожалуйста.
Вот когда Гурудев говорит, что любить преданных и уважать преданных, это то же самое, одно и то же?
Well, love, if I love you, I definitely respect you.
Если я вас люблю, то я точно уважаю вас.
But I could respect you and hate you. I could respect you and hate you. Well, you're the GBC or you're the temple president, so I have to respect you, but I hate your guts. Respect, you have to respect and love. Yeah.
Hearing this, I finally realized that I probably don't exactly understand what does it mean to respect other person.
It can mean different things. It's like the policeman comes, you have to respect him. You might not love him, but you have to respect him. You see. But if you love someone, you naturally respect them.
Но если вы любите кого-то, вы естественным образом уважаете его.
In relation to policemen, it's just external behavior.
Yeah. But you have to act respectfully. Or he may arrest you.
Юнги должны действовать, вы должны проявлять себя с уважением, иначе, например, полицейские арестуют вас.
Which can mean also failing.
Even now, you see, I respect you. But I don't have much of a love relationship because I just met you.
Во Вриндаване мы говорим, я уважаю тебя, но у нас еще не... У нас нет таких отношений, чтобы я мог говорить, я люблю тебя.
In other words, you have tilak, so I respect you automatically.
Вот у вас тилак, и я автоматически уважаю вас.
But by association, that love can gradually grow, you see.
Но любовь постепенно проявляется благодаря общению.
So you can say respect is preliminary love.
Мы можем сказать, что уважение это предвестник.
But a deep loving relationship requires loving exchange over a period of time.
Но глубокие отношения любви, они предполагают, что вы должны обмениваться.
You understand?
Понимаете?
Digesting? Okay. Okay, any other question? All right.
Получается, что наши отношения с преданными наши отношения с Кришной.
Does it mean that our relationships with devotees they are our relationships with Krishna? Can we conclude?
Yes. Yeah. Krishna says, "Ye me bhakta jana parata na me bhaktastate janaha bad bhaktanam chi ye maktas te me bhakta tamamata." My dear Arjuna, the one who is not my devotee, who is not the devotee, wait, my dear Arjuna, the one who is not the devotee of my devotee is not my devotee.
Krishna говорит, тот, кто не является преданным моего преданным, это не мой преданный.
So Krishna only accepts that you are a devotee to the extent that you're the devotee of his devotees.
Так, вас как преданного Кришна принимает в соответствии с тем, насколько вы являетесь преданным его преданного.
So if I'm actually be a devotee of Krishna, I have to be a devotee of Krishna's devotee.
Так, и получается, чтобы быть преданным Кришне, я должен быть преданным преданного Кришны.
To my spouse,
например,
to my fellow friends in Krishna consciousness.
Значит, преданным моей жене, преданным моих друзей в сознании.
To all the devotees.
Actually,
I have to be devoted.
Я должен быть преданным.
And I should, it's not all one. To those, I have certain relationships that require more attention, like with my spouse, for example, or my disciples.
Но это не только это. С каждым из них у нас есть определенные отношения.
It's like you have your guru, if you've been initiated, you see. There are certain relationships that require very, very careful attention.
И эти разные отношения они требуют очень, ну, большого внимания, особого внимания.
You have to prioritize those things, like with a spouse and with guru and with devotees you're working with closely, your authorities. Yeah, you prioritize those things. That makes sure those are really good relationships.
И сделайте это приоритетом, что вот именно с этими людьми.
But at the same time, with all the devotees too.
То есть вы заботитесь с вашей жена там или муж и ваш духовный учитель. Вот эти отношения в первую очередь. Но вы заботитесь об отношениях с другими преданными тоже.
Any other questions?
Еще вопросы.
In Sanskrit, the same word is used mana, both for respect and sulky mood. Like in Shikshashtaka, it is amanina manadena, giving respect to others. But when in a relationship to Radharani, when she is arrogant, then that is also called mana, which is a sulky mood, when she does not speak to Krishna. Is it the same emotion? By the same word? Вопрос. На санскрите используется слово мана. Оно имеет два значения. Во-первых, это уважать других, оказывать честь, как в Шикшаштаке. И также это слово используется как надменность, когда Радхарани не говорит с Кришной, это тоже говорится, что у нее настроение мана.
I'd have to check the Sanskrit. There are long and short syllables that change the meaning, so I'd have to double check the Sanskrit to answer that question. There are long and short syllables that can change the meaning. It's like and like and ah, you see, if they flip, they can change the meaning. It's a short A and a long A. I have to double check the Sanskrit. Any other questions? Yeah.
So, Gurudev, if one is not devoted to a devotee, but he wants to become a devotee of Krishna, so in order to become devoted to a devotee, he must get the mercy of Krishna anyway.
Oh, you get the mercy of the devotee. That's even better. Getting the mercy of the devotee is better than getting Krishna's mercy. The mercy, Krishna's mercy is also achieved, but when it's achieved through his devotee, it becomes even more powerful.
Милость Кришны получается, вы получаете, то есть,
милость Кришны, она тоже получается, но если она получается через милость других преданных, она еще сильнее.
Next. Yeah.
So it seems when we asks for some kind of mercy from Krishna, we pray, addressing him. So should we do the same way, also addressing in our prayers to the devotee, or should we go straight and do it in a conversation way? Когда мы просим милости в молитве у Кришны, мы молимся и таким способом просим милости у него.
We pray to Krishna and to Guru and great acharyas in our disciplic succession. And other great acharyas too, we can pray to them like Narada Muni. He's in our disciplic succession. We can pray to these great acharyas. But as far as our personal friends, you should go talk to them about it. Yeah.
А когда мы просим вот милости у преданного, нам тоже молиться ему или идти спрашивать, ну, прости милости? Шла Гурудев ответил, что мы молимся Кришне, и также мы молимся нашему гуру, и мы молимся Адвайтачарье и другим возвышенным преданным. А что касается наших преданных друзей, мы идем к ним и в разговоре просим.
It's a devotee you're associating with, your spouse, you should go speak with them. Don't just pray to them. That doesn't make any sense.
С преданными, с которыми вы общаетесь, например, ваша жена или ваш муж, вы напрямую идете и обсуждаете.
Can you imagine praying to your wife, oh my dear wife, please forgive me from all my offenses. No, go talk to your wife and beg for forgiveness for all your offenses. Don't just pray to your wife. Next. You have to throw another weird question at us. Okay, let him have it. Let him have it. He has Tilak on, I have to respect him. Give him the mic. He doesn't need the mic, actually, but it's all right.
Not so much to the topic. I just have heard that chanting Hare Krishna is both the means and the goal. What does it mean? Does it mean that by chanting it will become easier and easier in the process?
Yes.
Is it correct?
Yes, the more you chant, the easier it gets, yeah. That's right.
Я слышал, что повторение Hare Krishna – это и цель, и это способ. понимаю ли это, чем больше я повторяю, тем легче, да?
Yeah, by chanting heart, the goal is to associate with Krishna, right? And go back to Godhead and be with Krishna. So that's the goal. But when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is already present, so you've actually achieved the goal when you're chanting Hare Krishna. But due to our lacking realization of how we've actually achieved the goal by chanting Hare Krishna. We keep chanting Hare Krishna day after day, month after month, year after year, 1,728 repetitions every day at least. And by doing that, we'll finally realize, yes, I've been directly associating with Krishna for the last 50 years. I just didn't fully realize it.
Таким образом, постепенно мы приходим к пониманию, а, я же общаюсь уже с Кришной в течение последних 50 лет, я просто этого не понимаю.
But now, after 50 years of doing it, now I actually realize that Krishna is here, Krishna is here.
Через 50 лет я наконец понимаю, Кришна присутствует тут.
I haven't been chanting for 50 years.
Я еще не читал 50 лет.
Let's see, 71, how many? Started in 71, how many years is that? Huh?
It's 46, almost 47.
Only 47 years. I doubt I'll make it in 50, maybe 100 years. Next.
Yeah. In Hare Krishna consciousness, we have devotees, but some devotees think that they're near to Krishna, sannyasis, and they clean up.
Others what?
Since it decides that more friends with Krishna than other friends in the devotee consciousness, and they are things that are cleaner than the other devotees.
Pure, more pure.
More pure.
Ah. So who's more pure? Some devotees think they're more pure?
Yes, and that's... starts a conflict between
I'm purer than you are, like that?
Of devotees, yes.
They're proud of being more pure?
No. How to overcome that conflict?
So it's a conflict because I think I'm more pure than you.
Более численными преданными, чем другие, и это порождает конфликты. Как избавиться от таких конфликтов?
Well, the more one becomes pure, the more he becomes conflict-free.
Чем более человек становится чистым, тем более он избавляется от желания конфликтов.
It takes two to have a conflict.
Нужны двое, чтобы был конфликт.
One who is actually pure is free from conflict. So if there's any conflict, it means they're not, neither of them are pure. Those who are actually pure are the well-wishing friend of every living entity. Your well-wishing friend will never have any conflict with you. You may try to conflict with him, but it will just bounce off. You may hate him, but he will love you. So there can be no conflict. You may try to create a conflict, but he won't get into a conflict. The one who is actually pure, you see. So those who get into conflicts, they're all impure. Yeah, they're all impure.
Yeah. But the question was how to avoid these conflicts.
Be pure. When someone gives you hate, you give them love in return.
Если кто-то с, к вам с ненавистью, вы с
любовью. Even Jesus taught that. Turn the other cheek.
И даже Иисус говорил.
You don't, if somebody, see, what is that? Better get that saying. Yeah, but yeah, you repay hate with love. You repay disrespect with respect. And then you will be a person who, wherever you go, you create an atmosphere free from conflicts. Because you're giving love to everyone, you're open-hearted.
Yeah. Mm. But one might object, Jesus got crucified even with such attitude.
Oh, that's all right.
No, кто-то может возразить, но даже с таким отношением Иисуса.
If you think he was killed, your understanding is superficial.
Да, это все нормально, если вы понимаете, что это распятие, это просто так.
A devotee is willing to die for Krishna. Look at Haridas Thakur. He was beaten in what, 22 marketplaces? 22? He was ordered by the Qazi to be beaten to death. But he didn't. It didn't even hurt him. The beatings of this, all the, these men who were beating, they all got exhausted. They couldn't kill him. They tried to kill him. They couldn't beat him. They became totally exhausted. He just went on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Sometimes we're faced with a gun, you know. You ever have a gun pulled on you before? Anybody ever pulled a gun on you before? Yeah, me too. I chanted Nisringadev. Nisringadev! That's when they pointed the gun at me, you see. But then immediately Krishna sent protection. And the thieves were running for life out the door. So we just take shelter of Krishna. You want to kill me? That's okay. My dear Lord, you want to take my life right now? It's fine with me. It belongs to you anyway. Do whichever you want to. A devotee is not afraid of death. Just like that one devotee, what was it, Dhruva, was he? Death came to pick him up. I think it was Dhruva. Maybe it's someone else. The death airplane came, and he, instead of being afraid of death, he stepped on the head of death and got into the Vaikuntha airplane.
Самолет смерти, летающий аппарат смерти, он смело вступил, поднялся на него и попал в результат на Вайкунту.
Death came running at him.
И смерть убежала.
But death bowed down.
И смерть преклонилась перед ним.
And he stepped on the head of death and got into the Vaikuntha airplane.
И он наступил.
So we're not afraid of death.
Смерти и через смерть переступил и поднялся на этот.
When our time to die has come, we welcome it. Oh, very good. Krishna is going to transfer me to a different apartment of ISKCON. Instead of ISKCON planet Earth, I'm going to ISKCON Krishna Loka. Do you think I'm concocting something? Prabhupada said we will have another ISKCON in the spiritual realm. So Prabhupada has gone back. Sanat Tamal Krishna Goswami has gone back. So many have gone back.
You see?
So many of my God brothers, they've gone back. You see? Vishnijan Swami has gone back. So someday I'll go out and rejoin. We'll have go to ISKCON Golok and be with them again. But for now, we got preaching to do here on the planet Earth. Here in this, the planet of the four-headed Chatumukhi Brahma Loka, the universe of the four-headed Brahma. We have a lot of work to do. We have to revolutionize the whole universe. Starting with the planet Earth. You may say, well, how you can say the whole universe? Why not just the Earth? So I may say, how you can say the whole universe? Why not just the Earth? But what is the meaning of Jagat Guru? Spiritual master of the whole universe. So Prabhupada is Jagat Guru. So we have to, the whole universe, he's the guru of the whole universe. So we want to liberate everybody in Prabhupada's domain. He was the guru of this whole universe. He still is. He's the guru of this whole universe. So we want to make everybody and bring all the devotees in the whole universe to Krishna as much as possible. Higher planets, lower planets, wherever they can understand this knowledge, you want to make them devotees in all the planets. Next.
Right, how is correct to accept gifts? What is correct way to accept gifts?
Как правильно принимать подарки?
As a representative of Srila Prabhupada.
Как представителю Шрилы Прабхупады.
Who's sincerely trying his best to serve his spiritual master.
Вы искренне пытаетесь служить своему духовному учителю.
In spite of my many flaws.
Несмотря на свои недостатки.
Now some will choose to be my disciples. That's who aren't initiated, they can become my initiated disciples. Some devotees who are not initiated, if they choose so, may accept me as their initiating guru.
Те, кто еще не приняли духовного учителя, и если они хотят стать моими учениками, я их принимаю.
And others who are initiated, who can understand by hearing my instructions that I am purely preaching the message of our Guru Parampara, Guru Parampara. They can accept me as Siksha Guru, you see. But that's up to the individual, their own heart. Anything else?
Yeah. How love between guru and guru's disciple is
manifest.
Yeah.
By the six loving exchanges.
What через эти шесть признаков любви?
Very simple thing. They give gifts to support their spiritual master. He gives them their time and their energy to come and preach to them and enliven them in Krishna
consciousness.
He spends his time answering their emails and preaching to them. He prays to Krishna on their behalf. They praise to Krishna that his disciples can be called, can be delivered. He distributes prasad to his disciples, they give him prasad.
prasad своим ученикам.
In this way, just like my book here, Truth Works, giving instructions to the disciple, training him up.
Эта книга под названием «Истина работает».
Anything else? The guru gives his whole life to save you from the cycle of birth and death.
Guru жертвует и отдает всю свою жизнь, чтобы спасти свою.
And he's so dedicated to your welfare.
И он настолько предан.
That he's willing to take birth after birth. He's willing to take birth after birth if he has to save you.
И он готов даже приходить жизнь за жизнь только чтобы спасти.
He's willing to postpone his going back to home, back to Godhead, until all of his disciples are qualified to go back to Godhead.
Он готов отложить свое возвращение обратно к Богу, чтобы убедиться в том, что все его ученики освобождены.
That's the real meaning of guru.
Вот что значит guru.
Not just something, oh, Guru Dave, Guru Dave, Guru Dave. Some, you know, superficial thing. Yeah, there's so many bogus gurus now. Just they get disciples, and they have illicit sex with their disciples. That happened. There's a big so-called guru in Austin. He had a big, huge project, New Barshana Dam, in Austin, Texas. And then they caught him having sex with young girls. So he had to flee, he had to sneak out of the country before they arrested him and put him in prison. They never caught him, he snuck across the border. He's still wanted by the U.S. government. Prakashananda Sarasvati, big, big Indian guru, is it? Bogus.
Yeah.
There's so many bogus gurus, it will be careful. So from Prabhupada we know what is bona fide guru. So bona fide guru means who is strictly following the line of
Prabhupada.
Yes, Mataji.
What happened with these girls?
Oh, I don't know what happened to them. I can't say. They're not a part of our movement. I have no idea what happened.
The
parents must have scolded them, I guess.
Yeah.
Next. You have another chance, yeah.
The question is about love between parents and children, and the question is about grown-ups. How to behave, on the one hand, to not to give them fully into the clutches of Maya, but on the other hand...
Your karmic parents.
They're not karmic parents.
Your parents are devotees.
Grown-up children.
Grown-up children.
Relating with you. Oh, you're a child of parent of devotees.
No. The question is about, as I understand, in the families of devotees, there are grown-ups, and these grown-ups are not
inclined towards Krishna
or not devotees.
Oh, we're talking about non-devotee parents.
Non-devotee children.
Oh, the parents are devotees and the children have decided not to become devotees.
Yes.
Okay.
How to maintain loving relationships with such children. Grown-up children that on the one hand to in a way that not to give them into the clutches of Maya,
No, they're already in the clutches of Maya. What do you mean? They're already in the clutch. They're already in the clutches of Maya. If they decide not to be a devotee, they're already in clutches of Maya. It means you weren't a very good parent. But sometimes even good parents, the children don't come out good. So just like in preaching to anybody else, you give them as much as they can handle. Give them a globjam and, you know, do something. Do something to inspire them and enliven them. Invite him in one of my lectures. Let's see what I can do to help him out. All I can try to bend over backwards to lure them back in. I'm giving a lecture tomorrow at the Sunday feast. Why don't you bring him and I can you can introduce him to me after the lecture? You come up and introduce after the lecture. I'll give them my garland. Yeah, I'd like to meet you. How many? Two? How many kids are there? Three?
One is not. One. There are more, but one is the case.
Only one case. Only one is the case. So bring that one tomorrow especially. I want to meet that child, yeah. You can tell the child, I'm inviting him to come to my lecture, yeah. What's the name of the child?
Как его зовут?
Аня.
She's a girl.
Anna.
Anna. Well, tell Anna that I really like her to come. I want to meet her.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, do your best. We'll try. We'll try to save Anna. We'll try to save Anna. My sister was named Anne. She left her body at a young age, but she wasn't a devotee, but she offered her obeisances to me when she came to the temple. So I have very appreciative memories of my sister Anne, so now I can meet Anna. Anything else? Yeah.
Could you kindly share why Srila Prabhupada is so special and why he is a guru for each of us personally?
Well, he was a associate of Krishna in the spiritual world. And Krishna ordered him, you go there and write those books. So these books are an incredible gift from Krishna, actually. That's why we're all attracted. It's just amazing how Prabhupada attracted us. It was amazing. He came right in the heart of the hippie movement. And he turned the hippies into happies. And it was so wonderful. I just remember those days when I joined the movement. It was so exciting thing. Wow. Such an exciting thing, you know. Wow. Going to see Prabhupada, greeting him at the airport, and the lectures, and the kirtans, and all these things. It's just amazing. No person like Prabhupada. No, very rare. Very few souls like that like
Prabhupada.
So, I'm very happy that you're attracted to Prabhupada. Very good.
I see.
The more that we're attracted to Prabhupada, the more we become attracted to Krishna. His pastimes are amazing. What he used to say sometimes on the morning walks, wow, it's amazing stuff. One of his disciples, Sarib Damodar, was a PhD in biology. So he would have this disciple play the role of the material scientists. And they would have mock debates, walking on the beach, and it's all recorded, you see. So Prabhupada is saying the position of the sex, that how nasty it is. And this Rupa Damodar said, but Prabhupada, how to continue the species? And Prabhupada said, you finish it, this condemned world. So this is the way the most amazing dialogues Prabhupada used to have. Just our hearts became so attracted to this. It's so wonderful. Anything else?
Sure.
You'd like to add something, G? Give the microphone to Guru Manta. Give the mic. Get the microphone. Whoa.
Why we love Prabhupada?
So the question is that why we love him?
No, I'm going to say something because what you said, that is not the reason we love Prabhupada.
Но это не причина, почему мы любим Прабхупаду.
We love Prabhupada because of Prabhupada we are here today.
Потому что благодаря Прабхупаде мы сегодня здесь вместе.
And he loved all the living entities so much that at age of 70 he traveled all the way from India to America.
И он настолько любил всех живых существ, что он в возрасте 70 лет из Индии отправился в Америку.
To share this message of transcendental bliss.
И чтобы поделиться вот этим посланием духовного блаженства.
And all these materialists are so modern, training everybody just how to live like animals.
И все эти материалисты, которые обучают друг друга, как жить, как животным.
No universities, no professors, no scientists are teaching us how to be a human being.
И ни один профессор ни в одном университете не учит нас, как нам быть человеком.
And this is the message Prabhupada brought to us to make us a human being and be although we have a body of a human, but we were acting like animals.
И вот это послание, как нам быть человеком в человеческом теле, в котором пока мы существовали как животные, вот это послание Прабхупада нам принес.
To help us realize that we are real human, not animals.
И он помог нам понять, что мы люди, а не животные.
And why shouldn't we respect him? Why shouldn't we glorify him? Because he's the person who is giving us the message that how the human's characteristics are.
И вот почему бы нам его не прославлять? Мы прославляем его, потому что он нам дал понимание, кем же является поистине человек.
Next question. Yeah, I appreciate very much. I was kind of just hitting a few high points, but she captured the essence very beautifully. So I was hitting a few little, spot memories here and there of nectar, but she caught the pure essence of it. I really appreciate how she brought things down to the pure essence of what we were trying to understand.
Матаджи, она дала сущность ответа на этот вопрос. Спасибо ей.
Anything else?
So what I asked, what was wrong with our behaviors?
Mike? Кто-то может спросить, что, чем плохим?
Oh, yeah, we need to translate all of your... You're translating her speech? Oh, yeah, he has to translate your speech, Debbie.
Yeah,
you are doing it. Okay, good.
So we may be thinking that why we were not human? We were not human because our behavior was like animals. Eat, sleep, mate, and defend.
I didn't get the meaning of...
Someone may say that,
we were human.
But human life is not just eat, sleep, and mate, and defend.
Но человеческая жизнь – это не только вот эти четыре действия. Есть, спать, совокупляться и защищать то, что имеешь.
That is the difference. What is the difference between human and animals?
А в чем же разница между человеком и животным?
Animals are also eating, sleeping, mating, and defending more sophisticated way than the human.
И потому что животные более изощренно едят, спят, укупляются, защищают то, что имеют, чем люди.
With modern education, humans are trying to imitate the animals.
И а люди, получая больше и больше образования, пытаются имитировать животных.
They do not know anything beyond eating, sleeping, and mating, and defending.
И они ничего не знают, кроме вот этого. Есть, спать, совокупляться и защищаться.
A human can produce only one child at a time, or at most two or three.
Человек может, у него может быть один, два, ну максимум три ребенка.
And by mating, the animals can give a dozen at a time.
Животные, совокупляясь, они порождают, например, там 12 сразу.
So this is not a human life to just eat, sleep, and mate and defend it.
Это не человеческая жизнь, вот заниматься этими четырьмя.
And we are supposed to be different than animals. What is the difference?
Мы должны быть как-то отличаться от животных. А в чем отличие?
And this is what Prabhupada has taught us.
И это то, чему Прабхупада научил нас.
That human life is meant for rising beyond this animal platform.
Что человеческая жизнь это значит, что подняться выше этой животного уровня.
To understand who really we are and what is the purpose of our life, animals cannot understand this.
И это значит понять, кем же мы являемся на самом деле, в чем же смысл жизни. Это то, что не могут понять животные.
And this is what Prabhupada has taught.
И это Прабхупада то, чему Прабхупада научил.
So we should go glorify him who has trained us how to understand that who am I and what is my purpose of my life.
И мы должны идти и прославлять ту личность, которая научила нас пониманию, кем же мы являемся и в чем же смысл жизни.
Well said, well said.
Очень хорошо сказано.
Any other questions?
Еще вопрос.
How long is our program going for?
Как? До скольки наш программа?
When's the next program start?
6 o'clock.
Oh, we have only an hour, so maybe we have to end this one. Getting ready for the next one. I have to go back and shower because I'm doing deity worship. Adamara's doing it? Well, he has to shower. He has time to shower. Well, he can shower during the lecture again. Oh, doing the camera. So we... So if Damodar's doing the puja, we have to give him time to shower. So maybe we should be. Is there any one last question? We can wrap it up. We should end it right now? Okay. We'll end it right now because of time constraints. And who's coming to the next program? Okay, there'll be a lecture on Siksha Guru tonight. Siksha Guru. Who's coming to the temple tomorrow? All right. Okay. Okay, well, we thank you all very much. We love you. And we're trying to learn how to love you more. Because you're all part of Krishna. You're all very dear to us. I want to love every one of you perfectly. That's my goal. So please take this pathway very seriously. Try to understand it with a cool head. By going deep, deep, deep into this knowledge. Sometimes it may appear to be things that are contradictory.
иногда какие-то вещи кажутся противоречивыми.
I remember when I was being trained by Vishnujana Swami.
Я помню, когда Вишнуджана Свами меня обучал.
I was confused because in one place it says that, let's see, what was that? I'm trying to get the thing. Oh, yeah, very good. Guru Mahārāj remembered. In one place it says, in the Bhagavatam it says the Atharva Veda is the original Veda. And the Yajur Veda is the original Veda. In a lecture, Prabhupada said the Atharva Veda is the original Veda. I know you're really good at spotting contradictions. So I saw this contradiction. I was saying, what is this? It's Yajur and Atharva? So I asked Vishnujana Swami about it. He was my Bhartma Pradoshika Guru. And he had full faith in Prabhupada. He said, well, they're both the original Veda then. That doesn't make any sense, does it? But then later on, and then the later cantos of the Bhagavatam came out. Prabhupada said, according to some authorities, the Yajur Veda is the original Veda, and to others, the Atharva Veda is the original Veda. So, on some of these finer points, even the Acharyas disagree. So, in either case, if you follow the Atharva Veda and the Yajur Veda, you go back to God. If everyone is the original, it doesn't matter. As long as we follow them, we're okay. So, we'll go ahead and stop here. We thank you very much. Thanks from me and Guru Mata also for hearing us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Who wants the garland? Who is the leader here? Who's our leader? Here he is. There's the leader. There's the leader. Oh, wait a minute. Supposed to wear it. You take it, you gotta wear it. You took it, now you have to wear it, okay? Now you put it on. Very good, boy. Yeah, you put it on. Put it on yourself. Oh, very good. Okay, that's it.